Good afternoon. Welcome. Thank you very much for attending today. This is a great event. We're all very excited about it up at Physical Plant. It's not off too often that we get one of our buildings a leadership in energy and environmental design plaque and award, and this is a great event for us to celebrate, and not only with ourselves but with the community. We're going to have a number of speakers here today, and I would ask that they speak into the microphone because this is being recorded live on the local Hamilton TV. First of all, I'd like just to introduce the special guest we have today, President Stewart, of course. We have Jennifer Kleindienst and members of the Hamilton's Environmental Action Group. I'm sure Bill Huggins here is here today, but I'd ask him to come down. He's our Associate Director of Construction at Hamilton and was deeply involved with the project. Charles Belson from Ewing Coal, who's the architect for Skenandoah House. Jim Hogel, who's Vice President of Murnane Construction, who was deeply involved with this project. Their company did the construction. And Tim Link, who is a project manager over here. Raise your hand. And then also Tracy Hall, who is the Executive Director for the New York State Upstate Chapter of the U.S. Green Building Council. And our special guest today is Brian Patterson of the Bear Clan representative to the Oneida Indian Nation Men's Council. And so with that, I'll keep on going here, and I'll introduce Joan.
Thank you, Steve. Steve recognized the people who have been so important to this project. I want to recognize one more person, and that is Steve Bologna himself. His leadership was visible, indeed palpable, at every step of the way. And it wasn't just leadership. It was really the passion that Steve Bologna invested in this project, and I want to thank him very, very much for all he's done. Thank you, Steve. It would be hard to live in today's world and not care about the environment, and it gives me particular pleasure to be here dedicating the LEED certification of the first building that for which Hamilton has received that certification. I feel certain that it won't be the last. Building green, maintaining these buildings, these are efforts that touch every single one of us individually, as well as touching us as a community and as a college campus, and we are very, very proud of this. I'm particularly satisfied to think that the first building to be so designated is one of our older buildings. It is very nice to have this sort of recycling actually occur. Hamilton looks forward to doing further environmentally conscientious renovations as well as environmentally green new building. Thank you very, very much for being here today.
Charlie?
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me here today. This is one of those projects that is a kind of personal milestone, and for our firm a milestone, and I also think so for the campus as well. I would like to address, if I could, the students who would be pursuing environmental studies here at Hamilton. I would say that this is the time and the place to be here at Hamilton. Hamilton is one of a handful of colleges and universities that I would say have a shared characteristic when it comes to environment and environmental design. The first would be a serious program of environmental studies. There's a dedicated faculty and a student group certainly leading that effort. Second would be an active and aware campus community. Everyone knows who's coming next week, I believe. Al Gore, can you hear us now? The third is the administration's commitment to sustainable design principles, especially as it relates to campus renewals and replacements. This falls under the broad umbrella of leadership in energy and environmental design protocol, the LEED rating system. I'd just like to comment that it really is a comprehensive approach to environmental design, and it's not really a feature or something like that to add to a project. And the fact that the college administration has embraced that for this building and for many others to come is a very important step forward. There are just a couple of comments that for those of you who may not be familiar with the LEED protocol, there's an emphasis on low impact site design, a kind of minimal disturbance, whether that's a renovation or a new project. There are materials reuse, especially preserving the existing fabric of a historic structure like this one, or the use of recycled materials such as recycled carpets or recycled drywall, those kinds of things as you move forward with the project. Another area, the mechanical and electrical systems are designed to perform better than current standards that you might find elsewhere. Lastly, the idea that the building is commissioned, that once it's finished, it's sort of fine-tuned like you might fine-tune your car or have your car have a checkup. Everything is operating at peak performance. Those are all characteristics of a high-performance building like this. And as Joan said, the fact that it is a historic building, it was actually New York State's first historic LEED certified building last year. It's one of four buildings on in New York State that's on a college campus. Two others are private colleges and university, Cornell and Sarah Lawrence. And there's a fourth one at the State University of New York campus at Buffalo. So it's a unique club, I would say. There were 10 LEED certified buildings in New York State last year when this was awarded. 1 year later, I believe there are 12. So that's a quick overview. And I would like to add, I don't see Bill Huggins here, but certainly without him, there he is. Certainly without him, none of this would have happened. Thank you.
Brian?
Thank you, Stephen. Thank you, President Stewart. Good to see all of you involved. Sagal Sagwag Yaweskanu. Greetings of peace, power, and righteousness of a good mind. I stand before you today pleased and honored to represent the Oneida Nation today in the building name for one of our great leaders at a ceremony honoring efforts to care for the environment. Relationships are paramount, and everything else is derivative. Oneida traditions, by example, teach us to care for Yuknoha, our mother, the earth. As caretakers, our job is to keep her clean and healthy so she can sustain us for the future generations. For many years, human beings have taken the blessings of Mother Earth for granted, assuming that has always been will always continue to be. But we seem now to be approaching a tipping point, if you will, where protecting the environment is becoming a universal concern and a universal cause. It is gratifying to me as an Oneida person to see the wisdom of my ancestors being embraced by more and more people every day. It touches my heart to see science catching our culture. I offer my nation's admiration for the leadership of Hamilton College, to the Green Building Council of New York, for their work in promoting environmentally responsible development, and our congratulations to all the students involved and to Hamilton College for earning this distinction. As I look out amongst you, it's especially pleasing for me to see the young people, not all of you relatively young people, but the young people in attendance here today, for truly they are the next leaders setting the pace for environmental concern that will affect our children collectively. So well done, young folks, for being here today. To the students, faculty at Hamilton College, our hats are off, or as we would say in Oneida, our gastoe, our headdress, for all your efforts. Thank you.
Jim?
Thank you, Steve. Murnane Building Contractors was thrilled to have been given this opportunity to participate in this project. And when we first found out that this project was going to be LEEDs, we weren't quite sure what that meant. And it was an interesting journey for us as a contractor. We've been constructing in this area for decades. And this gave us an opportunity, going through the process for the first time ever, to think about what are we doing here? What do we put into these buildings? For us, it has always been concrete, bricks, mortar, put the building together, turn it over to the owner. But the LEEDS program, for the first time I can actually say, got us to think about the process. And what are we putting into the buildings? Are these buildings sustainable? And we were just thrilled to have been able to participate. And it was without the college's initiative, we never would have had this opportunity. And I see this as definitely the way of the future and look forward to more projects like this. And I think it'll take a little time, but I think with time, some of the things that we have learned here will become, I hope, common practice in the construction industry. And I look forward to that day. And thank you, Hamilton College, for allowing us to participate in this program, and congratulations on your first certification. This was Murnane's first LEEDS project, and I hope we'll have many more. Thank you.
Tracy?
Thank you. The building sector produces almost half of carbon dioxide emissions, which are a primary cause of climate change. Buildings also consume almost half the nation's energy. That means that right now, today, we have an unprecedented opportunity to make an immediate, measurable impact on climate change. By certifying a building with LEED Green Building Rating System, we can reduce its carbon dioxide emissions and energy use by 50%. Today, we gather at Hamilton College to celebrate the rebirth of a building and a commitment to the health and well-being of future generations. We gather with the evidence that Hamilton College has placed an emphasis on the four E's of a sustainable future: education, economy, environment, and everyone. We each need to become an advocate and an educator for a more sustainable future. It is my privilege and pleasure today to award Shenandoah House at Hamilton College its official LEED Silver certification. On behalf of the U.S. Green Building Council, I welcome trustees, faculty, staff, alumni, and students into the circle of leaders who are doing something right now, today, about reducing CO2 emissions and mitigating climate change, who are leading by example to help us all get to a more sustainable future. Congratulations. Live green, build green, be well.
Jennifer, you could come up, please, as well, and then I'll let everybody unveil the plaque. Thank you, everyone, for attending. Come up and view. It's a great plaque. Thanks a lot. It's a great building as well.